folks, let's gather them all up. Kin folks, in-laws, all your friends. It's time for Jammin' and Join with JR again, and we're glad you're joining us. Good afternoon, good evening, or good morning, whenever you get a chance to tune us in. I'm J.R. Smith, your host for Jammin' and Join with J.R. And today we've got Miss Big Ben Bluegrass, Cindy Perdue, in the studio. Welcome, Cindy.
Thank you.
Oh, and you've got your banjo and all you need for bluegrass.
Got them all stuffed in my pocket.
All right. Okay. Well, you know the drill. First thing we do, I hope we pay a bill. Need a gift? AllPecans.com. Guests coming, entertaining? AllPecans.com. Watching the ball game? AllPecans.com. Appreciating a customer? AllPecans.com. No hassle gift shipping? AllPecans.com. Davis Mountain Nut Company, Fort Davis, Texas, 800-895-2101, 432-426-2182. Customers say they're the best in the country. 12 flavors on the coffee table or the counter? AllPecans.com. Have you found the great homemade vittles at Roo? Grab-and-go hot specials. They'll smell and look so good, you want to start eating before you leave the parking lot. Fresh and homemade, better than mama's. Open 11 to 6, Monday through Saturday. 1055 West Avenue E, across from the dollar store going west. Spot the Roo sign on the right with the bright building outside, tables and chairs. 512-217-2437 for curbside pickup. Kellogg Food Truck, a Far West Texas legend. Born from the love of food and community, Cow Dog is a local favorite. Enjoy unique flavors and styles of hot dogs. As covered by Day Tripper, it's the best hot dog experience for those that love a dash of happiness, community, and all toppings. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 11:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. Located in downtown Alpine. Hooray for happiness of hot dogs. Well, Cindy, we promote you as Big Ben Bluegrass.
That's right.
And, I mean, you've been the anchor of that, the foundation that got it started, and it's really been a big success. And I know you've got quite a lineup that we're going to talk about before we're through here today, but
yes.
We're going to make you... play a little music, sing for us. What have you got?
Well, I'm going to start off with probably one of the first songs that I learned or performed. It's not really bluegrass, but everybody...
That's all right.
Everybody likes him, and I'm going to do a little Hank Williams with Your Cheating Heart.
All righty.
Your cheating heart will make you weep. You'll cry and cry and try to sleep, but sleep won't come the whole night through. Your cheating heart will tell on you when tears come down like falling rain. You'll toss around and call my name. You're gonna walk the floor the way I do. Your cheating heart will tell on you. Your cheating heart will pine someday. Down like falling rain.
along with Hank.
No, you can't.
Oh, I mean, ever since he made his round, there's been a whole bunch of people try to get on board that same wagon.
Exactly, yes.
Oh, I... And then there's Hank Jr. that has made a name for himself,
That's
too.
Right, he has, yeah. He's gone a little different direction, but, I mean, you know, he's followed his daddy's footsteps. And then he has a son as well that has been singing.
Uh-huh.
So.
Well, Style Reed, that's done a lot of the murals here in town, had a contract with Hank to paint his buses.
Oh.
And sometimes when you got a few hours to sit down and listen to all those stories,
I bet it's interesting.
They're a little interesting, too.
I bet. Yeah. That would be fun.
Oh, he said the main thing to know is that Hank hates pink. His manager told him when he was painting the buses, don't put pink on there anywhere.
Oh, okay. And you might be hitting the road if he did, right?
Oh, well, okay, now, tell us, what are the dates? People need to write them on their calendar now for the 2024 Big Bend Bluegrass Festival.
Yes, our third annual Bluegrass Festival will be October 4th and 5th this year. It's a Friday and Saturday. We are looking at, you know, some,
we'll talk
classes.
About lineup in a little bit, but
right, some classes
and
activities.
At the Civic Center again?
It will be at the Civic Center,
okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All righty. Well, we've been pulling rabbits out of the hat today. Doesn't look like too deep a hat, but
nope.
What are you going to pull out next?
I'm going to play a song called Tall Pines. This is another one that I've performed quite a bit, and then I'll get into some more, you know, like Osborne Brothers and stuff like that here in a little bit. But this is Tall Pines. Once in my youth, I stood on a mountain and planted some pines in the sand. Every day I'd look their way, but I just couldn't understand why they never grew like I wanted them to. I just couldn't understand why. Now I've rambled round this whole world through, and today I just happened by tall pines, tall pines, reaching up for the clouds. Tall pines, tall pines, I bet you wouldn't know me now. I'll never forget the morning I left, the hum of the bees in the hay. Further I went, the louder they talked, how silent it seems here today. There's the old rail fence that we built inch by inch, surrounding the old family grave. Now there's one gray stone standing all alone, waiting to meet me in the shade. Tall pines, tall pines, reaching up for the clouds. Tall pines, tall pines, I bet you wouldn't know me now. I bet you wouldn't know me now.
Now, folks, we've told you about the streaming, but if you can't get on a radio at the time of day that you can stream our show, the podcast, you can get them anytime you feel like it on Spotify or Google Podcast or any of the main podcast venues. And this one will always be up. The Thursday show is usually up by 5 p.m. on Friday evening. So you can go to the podcast now and hear Jammin' and Join. So that gave you time to turn a few pages in your book, Cindy. Yep. So jump out here with another one for us.
Okay, this one is called I've Endured, and it's a song put out by Tim O'Brien.
Okay.
Born in the mountains many years ago, climbed these hills and valleys through the rain and snow. I've seen the lightning flashing, I've heard the thunder roll. I've endured, how long must one endure? Barefoot in the summer and on into the fall. Too many mouths to feed that couldn't clothe us all. Sent to church on Sunday to learn the golden rule. I've endured, how long must one endure? I've worked for the rich, I've lived with the poor. I've seen many heartaches, and I'll see many more. I've lived, loved, and sorrowed, been through success's door. I've endured, how long must one endure? Born in the mountains many years ago, climbed these hills and valleys through the rain and snow. I've seen the lightning flashing, I've heard the thunder roll. I've endured, how long must one endure? How long must one endure?
Well, I guess the last time we had you in here was back in December, and you were paired up with Donnie Basin.
Yes.
And I guess you gave him the day off today.
I did. Yeah. He put me to work today.
Okay. Oh, well, can't have both of you in the same batter's box, so I guess.
Right.
Have to split you up sometime.
Sometimes that happens, yes.
Oh, yes. Well, folks, if you're regular streamers, you know we're at 4:05 on Thursday, 4:05 p.m., 8 p.m. on Friday, 10:05 a.m. on Saturday morning, and that's BigBenRadio.com. And click on that KALP 92.7 FM icon, and appreciate you listening. So we gave you time to find another song there, Cindy. So
yeah,
we're going to jump right in.
Yes, this next song that I'm going to do is put out by the Osmond Brothers. They're a big bluegrass brother duo. Famous. Sonny was, one was a banjo player, one was a mandolin player. We just lost Sonny last year, and his brother had passed away a couple years before, but they were really popular, and this song is one of theirs that I learned. It's called It's Lonesome Feeling. It's a lonesome feeling when you're traveling down a lonesome road, down a lonesome road. Nobody cares a thing about me. It's a heavy load, it's a heavy load. I fell in love in Cincinnati. Her love was true, he told me so. I gave her things and all my money. Where he ran off to, I'll never know. It's a lonesome feeling when you're traveling down a lonesome road, down a lonesome road. Nobody cares a thing about me. It's a heavy load, it's a heavy load. I wish that I was Papa and Mama dear. But Papa's gone now, and so is Mama. And Kentucky's a long way from here. It's a lonesome feeling when you're traveling down a lonesome road, down a lonesome road. Nobody cares a thing about me. It's a heavy load, it's a heavy load. It's a heavy load, it's a heavy load.
Well, some of you bluegrass fans that aren't in the neighborhood, but you catch our show or the podcast, there are going to be some different people this year at the Big Bend Bluegrass Festival. And if there's somebody here that's a favorite of yours, you want to mark October 4th and 5th on your calendar. And when you hear these names, write them down and let's get here. What do you got in the way of headliners this year, Cindy?
This year we're going to have a group called Special Consensus. Really popular group, and I was thrilled to be able to get to have them come to Alpine. And then, of course, we will have Edgar Loudermilk coming back. He's always a favorite, and he's got a new album coming out, and he's got some new releases out that's on the top charts. And then we're going to have Hillbilly Fever, who is returning this year, plays a lot of traditional bluegrass. And then we have our new groups coming in, Spring Street from Oklahoma, and we have the Finley River Boys from Missouri, and we have Bobby Giles and the Texas Gales coming in also. So a lot of new bands, new music and stuff.
Oh, exciting time.
It is, yes, yes.
I mean, the first 2 years, I mean, it couldn't have been any better, but... Oh, you bring top entertainment, and if you like any kind of bluegrass, you'll be glad you show up and get a chair.
That's right. Yeah, our lineup
come
was
early because it got crowded last year.
Yes, it did. Our lineup was really spectacular last year. Everybody really enjoyed it, and I was just like going, "Oh gosh, how am I going to top that?" You know. But I'm really excited about our lineup this year. You know, we have great talent coming in, so you don't want to miss them. That's for sure.
No. I've already got it on my calendar.
Good. Yes, that's right. Yes, you know, we're excited about this year, so.
Well, I've got some family members I hope will try to make it this year.
Well, I hope
year.
So,
they,
yes.
They've
it
heard
be...
about it the last 2 years, and they're not that far away anymore. They were in North Carolina, but now they're just in Dallas.
So. Oh, so they're just a hop, skip, and jump away, here in Texas. That's
and,
not too far away.
And they're
away.
Young, and that drive doesn't bother them.
Exactly, yes. You know, we're always, you know, thinking, wow, you know, that's kind of a far drive, but it really isn't, you know. So, yeah, we're excited about it. So
well, in my book, Fort Stockton's a far drive. Okay.
It's funny, as we get older, the places that were close get further away, don't they?
I wasn't going to say older.
Well, older, not old.
It's just adding more miles.
Exactly, yes.
All righty, what you got?
Okay, this time I'm going to sing a song called Wayfaring Stranger. Whoops. I am a wayfaring stranger, traveling through this world of woe. There'll be no sickness, no toil or danger in that bright world to I go. I'm going there to meet my father. I'm going
over Jordan. I'm only going over home. I know dark clouds will gather round me. I know my way is rough and steep. Yet beauteous fields will rise before me, and God redeems the vigil keep. I'm going there.
Cindy, I know your roots go way back, and your family had a bluegrass festival. Is that right?
Yes,
tell us,
sir,
about that.
Yes, my family, we started playing bluegrass many, many years ago, and then we traveled around to some different festivals, and we lived in Wicket, Monahans and Wicket, and my dad decided to put a festival on there in Wicket.
Okay.
A small festival, and that festival went on for 19 years. It actually went 21 years, but on the 19th year, we lost my dad.
Okay.
And so my mother and I, we decided to try to carry on, and then, of course, COVID hit and shut everything down.
Okay.
And in that meantime, I met my husband now.
Okay.
And got married and moved to Alpine, and I thought Alpine would be a good fit for the festival, and it has been. You know, it's taken off really well. So that's how I got involved in all of that. They kind of roped me into playing. We started out playing country and western,
right?
And I really didn't want any part of standing up in front of people. They asked me twice. First time I said no. Second time they said, oh, well, because I started, you know, they needed a bass player. And that's
okay.
What I primarily a bass player. So they said, if we buy you the bass.
And your mother has made it out here.
Yes, she has. Yes.
That was a thrill for her, I know.
Yes, yes. You know, she was excited. And we've had some jams and stuff that she's been able to come out and play with us and stuff like that. But yeah, she's pretty excited. So yeah, that's how I got started. And you know, I was I think 23 when I started playing.
Well, it's got to be real special for her to be a part of it again.
It is, yes. Yes. You know, that's really something that is near and dear, and you know, she's real fond of. So she's happy to see it continue on. And I know my father up in heaven, when we're doing it, he's looking down smiling on us.
I'm sure he is.
Yeah.
Mighty proud. Well,
yes.
We've jawed enough. Let's jam some more.
Okay. Let me see here. Let me try this.
I made you talk and you couldn't turn pages, could you?
It's like, what? Like, okay. Okay, let's see. Let's, let me get the right key here.
That's important when you got Donnie and he's got all his
right. I don't have him here to keep me tonight. I'm set my heart
is weary, wondering if I'm wrong or right to think about you though you left me. Falling up on my window pane tonight, and though your love is even colder, I wonder where you are tonight. You broke my heart, you never loved me, though you often said you cared. The rain is cold and slowly falling upon your windowpane tonight, and though your love is even colder, I wonder where you are tonight. Then came the dawn, new day, you left me. I tried to smile on my mind, but you could see the pain within me that lingers in my heart tonight. The rain is cold and slowly falling upon my window pane tonight, and though
mighty fine. Well, Ramblin' Ryan will have the podcast up at 5 p.m. tomorrow evening, and it'll stay up. You can look it up anytime on the podcast venues, and that's been a new wrinkle this year that a lot of people all over the country enjoy and don't have to stream at a certain time and can still hear their favorites. And once again, put it on your calendar, Big Bend Bluegrass Festival, October 4th and 5th. You want to be there. And yes. A post I put up is, near there, ? Better be there.
Better be there.
Alrighty.
And you can get your tickets early, too.
Oh, good.
Yes, bigbendbluegrass.com.
All right.
Get your tickets early.
Okay. Are they cheaper that way and higher at the door?
Yes, sir. Yes, if you purchase your tickets early, you get a discount. And, of course, at the door, they're going to be like $5, $10 more. So, yeah, you want to save any way you can.
And save a week's allowance, too, to be sure and get a T-shirt while you're there.
Absolutely, yes. We got I got my T-shirt on today from last year, but, you know, we if there's a color that somebody would like to see us put out there, let me know.
You bet. Well, yes. I save mine for special occasions.
That's right. Yes. You know, that's what I
do. Alrighty. What you got?
This one is a favorite bluegrass song. It's called Rocky Top.
Oh, yeah.
Wish that I was on a rocky top down in a Tennessee. Smoggy smoke on Rocky Top, ain't no telephone bills. Once I had a guy on Rocky Top, half bear, the other half cat. Wild as a mink, but sweet as soda pop, I still dream about that. Rocky Top, you'll always be. Rocky Top, Tennessee, Rocky Top, Tennessee. Once two strangers climbed a rocky top looking for moonshine still. Strangers ain't come down from Rocky Top, reckon they never will. Corn won't grow on top Rocky Topters to Rocky for sure. That's why all the folks on Rocky Top get their corn from a dog. Rocky Top, you'll always be home, sweet home to me. Good old Rocky Top, Rocky Top, Tennessee. Rocky Top, Tennessee. I've had years of cramped up city life, trapped like a duck in a pen. That's why that it's a pity life can't be simple again. Rocky Top, you'll always be home, sweet home to me. Good old Rocky Top, Rocky Top, Tennessee. Rocky Top, Tennessee. Rocky Top, Tennessee.
Well, we haven't thrown it in there yet, but you want to throw in something real quick about the Old Rugged Choir.
Yes, the Old Rugged Choir, the original group was put together by Dr. John Ray and his wife. And, of course, we all know they moved away. We got back together late last year, some of us did, and we played a little gig over at the Marathon Motel, and we're practicing looking to start doing a little performing.
Well, and I have always wanted to get the group in here sometime, too.
Yes, so, we do. We need to get them in here. You know, we've got...
Fill in everybody on that.
Yes.
And we'll get it scheduled. And
absolutely.
What have you got for a climax?
Oh, gosh. A climax. Let's see. Well, would it be possible for me to sing a song that I've written?
I would think that's most appropriate.
Okay, what did I do with it? There it is. This song is about addiction, so that's kind of where I came from on this particular song, Addiction in Your Faith. Real time is lost when you're not right. The world won't wait for you to get straight. When the days are dark, you gotta dig deep and you will weep. You gotta dig deep to know His glory. You will lose the fight when you're not right. Open your eyes and see His will. When the days are dark, you gotta dig deep and you will weep. You gotta dig deep to see His glory. Lies you will speak when you're not right. The world becomes lonely, but He's always with you. When the days are dark, you gotta dig deep and you will weep. You gotta dig deep to know His glory. You need to take His hand when you're not right. Friends are friends no more, but you never walk alone. When the days are dark, you gotta dig deep and you will weep. You gotta dig deep to find His glory. You gotta dig deep and you will weep.
Thank you, Cindy Perdue, Miss Big Bend Bluegrass, and that's October 4th and 5th this year. And folks, we thank you for listening to Jammin' and John with JR, and look for Jammin' and John on your favorite podcast venues. Tune in at 4:05 p.m. on Thursdays on KALP 92.7 FM. Stream us on BigBendRadio.com. Listen again at 8 p.m. on Friday or 10:05 a.m. on Saturday. Click on that KALP 92.7 FM icon, and thank you for listening.
The main reason to go to Fort Stockton is the new bakery Besitos de Azúcar, and then you can go to Walmart and come back afterwards to take home some more treats. When you make your way to Fort Stockton, Texas, pass the huge roadrunner at the main traffic light headed east. Stop by at Besitos de Azúcar Bakery for some delicious fresh bread and so much more. The menu is amazing with a variety of breakfast and lunch items as well. No added preservatives and baked fresh daily. Besitos de Azúcar at 302 East Dickinson Boulevard. You won't leave starving.
Need a gift? AllPecans.com. Guests coming, entertaining? AllPecans.com. Watching the ball game? AllPecans.com. Appreciating a customer? AllPecans.com. No hassle gift shipping? AllPecans.com. Davis Mountain Nut Company, Fort Davis, Texas, 800-895-2101, 432-426-2182. Customers say they're the best in the country. 12 flavors on the coffee table or the counter? AllPecans.com. Kellogg Food Truck, a Far West Texas legend. Born from the love of food and community, Cowdog is a local favorite. Enjoy unique flavors and styles of hot dogs. As covered by Day Tripper, it's the best hot dog experience for those that love a dash of happiness, community, and all toppings. Open Wednesday through Saturday at 11:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. Located in downtown Alpine. Hooray for happiness of hot dogs. Have you found the great homemade vittles at Rue? Grab-and-go hot specials. They'll smell and look so good, you want to start eating before you leave the parking lot. Fresh and homemade, better than mama's. Open 11 to 6, Monday through Saturday. 1055 West Avenue E, across from the dollar store going west. Spot the Rue sign on the right with the bright building outside, tables and chairs. 512-217-2437 for curbside pickup. Thank you.